We're going to begin now the study of Asur Rabbim and Mevatali Mechista, the Gemara in Daf Kaf Beis. But to understand the context of the Gemara in Kaf Beis, we have to begin with the Mishnah at the beginning of the second paragraph, Erevin Daf Yitzayin and Mevatali. The Mishnah there describes the situation, the allowance of Pasei Biros. What are Pasei Biros? The Mishnah talks about this situation where, in the context of Aliyah Laregel, there is a massive influx of a population in the roads leading to and in Yerushalayim, and there is a need for ready access to water to irrigate the animals that are traveling with people and for people themselves, mostly for the animals, we're talking about in this context. So the problem was that you have a Rishus HaRabim, and then you have a well in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim from which you want to draw water from. The well of the Rishus HaYachid, the area surrounding it is the Rishus HaRabim. So the Mishnah described that there was an allowance for a lower level tikkun to allow for drawing the water from the bor into Rishus HaRabim. And that's what's referred to as Pasei Biros. So the Mishnah says in Daf Yitzayin Mebeis, Osin Pasin LeBiros Arba Diyumdin Nirin Kishmona Divre Behuda Remeir Omer Shmona Nirin Kishnemer. So Machlokas Tanayim, what do these Pasei Biros look like? If not for this takana, and not, if not for this allowance, then in order to be makif the bor with mechitzos, you couldn't have a piercing SMS, or you couldn't have a gap in the mechitzos more than 10 amos. This din allows you to have a gap of more than 10 amos as long as you have these diyumdin, these boards that are surrounding the bor in the following configuration. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's sufficient to have 8 pieces of board, brackets on all 4 corners. The mayor says you need to have an additional 4 pieces of board, you need an additional one in the middle of each direction. So those details aren't of concern to us right now, but that's the institution of Pasei Biros, where even if there's a pierce of Yeser Me'eser, even if there's a gap more than 10 amos, this drawing of Pasin around the boar would be sufficient to allow drawing from that boar on Shabbos. Parenthetically, Machlokas Rishonim, how broad could this heter be applied? Was this limited only to the situation of Olei Regalim, or is the heter of Pasei Biros relevant for other Tzorchei Mitzvah as well? That appears to be a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam writes, Perek Yudzayin Shabbos Halacha Lamed, Perek Yudzayin Shabbos Halacha Lamed, Lo Hitiru HaPasim Elu Ela Beretz Yisrael. The allowance for these pasim is only in Eretz Yisrael. Ula behemas ole regalim bilvad, only to allow you to give water to the animals at the time of Aliyah Laregel. Vehushi yav be'er mayim chayim shel rabim. The Rambam limits the application of Pasei Biros to the Aliyah Laregel context. Rambam Perek Lamed, Perek Yudzayin Shabbos Halacha Lamed.
That would make these the bars of water just for the
right. So it means that we view the area enclosed by the pasim as a Rishus HaYachid. Without the pasim, it's a Rishus HaRabim, and the pasim makes it into a Rishus HaYachid. Rashi writes on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Delo Shtichi. Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph Dibur Maskil Delo Shtichi. Rashi writes, Upasi Biros Lo Hutru Elo Lo Ole Regalim Uli Kayosi Behen Shehochel Dvar Mitzvah. Pasei Biros is an allowance for Ole Regalim, and similarly for other situations of people going with Dvar Mitzvah. The Rashi expands the allowance for Pasei Biros beyond Olei Regalim to include other Tzorchei Mitzvah as well. Again, Rambam pretty clearly limits the application of Pasei Biros to Aliyah Laregel. Rashi seems to allow for a more expansive use of it for other Divrei Mitzvah as well. Interestingly, there's no mention of the Halacha Pasei Biros in Shulchan Aruch, so presumably that's going with the Shita of Rambam, that there's no relevance of Pasei Biros b'zman hazeh, since the heter is limited to Olei Regalim, that's why it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. According to Rashi, you would have expected to find some mention of Pasei Biros in Shulchan Aruch, if, at least in theory, it's relevant outside of the legal context as well. Okay, so that's parenthetical. Machlokes Rambam and Rashi, does the din of pasti biros extend beyond the aliyah l'regel context? Okay, with that introduction, that's the context of the mission Arsugya and Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Im Haya Derech Rishis HaRabim Mafsik Hasan Yisal Kena Litzadim. So if you have a boar, and you want to create pasti biros around the boar, but the problem is that you have a derech rishis harabim. Let's translate that for now as a public path that gets in the way of your pasti biros, then you should divert the derech harabim elsewhere. If you have a derech harabim that goes through the pasti biros, that would invalidate the heter of pasti biros. The Chachamim Omrim Einu Tzarech. Chachamim say no, even if Derech Rishis HaRabim Mafsik Hasan, even if there is a public path that cuts through the Pasei Biros, that does not invalidate the Heter Tiltel created by the Pasei Biros.
Where do you see does it reference Pasei Biros?
Well, this is the Mishnah following the Mishnah Pasei Biros. That's the context. Previous Mishnah talks about Pasei Biros. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ima yaderech rishis harabim mafsik hasan." What's the pronoun here? What's the antecedent? Sorry, the antecedent is the pasi biros. That's the previous context of the previous mishnah. So that's the machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim. If you have pasi biros that are interrupted by a derech harabim, does that pose a problem or not? Says the Gemara. And as we'll see, that's machlokas of what we call asur rabim v'atlam mechista. Does the presence of a derech rishis rabim, or the presence of rabim, invalidate an otherwise existing and otherwise functioning mechitza? So what does the Gemara do? Rabbi Yochanan of Rabbi Lazar, the Amri Tarvayu, kan hodiach hakochan shel mechitzas. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you see from here the power of mechitzas. The Gemara asks, kan v'sfirle? Does that mean that they're saying, oh, you see from here, from the Chachamim say, eino tzarach, meaning the Chachamim say that mechitzas are powerful. So even if Rabbim walked through the mechitzos, that doesn't pose a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar say, "Kanu diach yisif and mechitzas chacham in our Mishnah, kochan shal mechitzos." That mechitzos are strong, mechitzos are powerful, and the Rabbim don't have the ability to be mevatel the koach hamechitza. The Gemara says, "Kanu b'sfirlei." Are Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar saying, "Yisif am chachamim the koach hamechitzos," and they agree to the chachamim? I ve'amar Rabbi Barachana Rabbi Yochanan. But didn't that same Rabbi Yochanan say the following? Yerushalayim el malei dal sasen in alas balayla. Yerushalayim, which is a walled city, if not for the fact that its gates were locked at night, chayavin elami shemeshes harabim. If not for the fact that the gates were closed at night, it would be considered shes harabim, meaning, even if it's a walled city, but there are breaks in the wall that people walk through, that would make it into a shes harabim. That would nullify the effect of the mechitza, so we call asur rabim umevatle mechitza. So that sounds like Rabbi Yochanan holds asur rabim vatle mechitza, that if the rabim walked through the wall, they walked through an opening of the wall, that's mevatle the koch of the wall. So that's not kochan shel mechitza. That's against the chachamim in our Mishnah. Elakan velo sfirlei. So in a chanami, the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yochanan made this statement, you see from the Shitas Chachamim, Kochan Shel Mechitzos, he wasn't saying I subscribe to that position, he's making an observation that that is Shitas Chachamim, but I actually disagree with Chachamim and I hold Asur Rabim Vali Mechista. Yeah? Okay.
We don't end off with that, do we?
L'halacha?
No, I'm saying the Gemara continues and then it resolves the kashya.
Well, now the Gemara has a stira Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. right? Yeah. That's the next stage of the Gemara. But at this point, as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan could argue on the Chacham of our Mishnah. Okay, one step at a time. And take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Maskil Chayavin Alem Yishem Meshisa Rabbim. So that statement that the Gemara has over here, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim Amali Del Sesen and Alas Balayla Chayavin Alem Yishem Meshisa Rabbim, if not for the locked gates, meaning if the walls to Yerushalayim would have been open around the clock, then that would be considered Meshisa Rabbim, even though it's 95% wall. Asked Tosfos, Dibra Maskil Chayavin Vim Tamar. Kevan demaskin under Rabbi Yochanan Savar Lake Rabbi Yehuda. So now that the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yochanan argues on the Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that Osir Rabbim Mivali Mechista. Amai Chayavin Alam Mishnah Mishnah Rabbim. One second, even if that's so, why would you be Chayav if you're Metalta and Yerushalayim Mishnah Mishnah Rabbim? Ha Isle Shtei Mechitzas Daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan was saying holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But we know Rabbi Yehuda himself, we discussed previously, Rabbi Yehuda himself, we'll see on Kaf Beis and Beis, holds Shtei Mechitzas Daraisa, even though we saw the Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa or Dalet Mechitzas Daraisa, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds Beis Mechitzas Daraisa. So very good. Even if you'll acknowledge that there are open gates in Yerushalayim, and there are people walking here and people walking here, and I'll say Asir Rabbim Mevali Mechitza, so I naka this Mechitza and I naka this Mechitza, but I'm still left with two functioning Mechitzas.
How are those two related? Why can't you possibly argue them one way?
So some Rishonim say like you, Balmor says like you, some Rishonim say Nechanami, he splits. Kanvas feel like Chachamim doesn't mean he also can include the lock, stock, and barrel. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda as far as Asir Rabbim Vav Mechitza, but he also holds Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. That's what the Ramban says. Sorry, not the Balamar. That's what the Ramban answers. In a Chanami, Tosos doesn't assume that way. Tosos gives a different teretz. Tosos says the Yishalomar, the Yishalayim Haisa Mifulashes Me Arba Stadin. So it says in Echanami, if Yerushalayim would have looked like this, that there are only two entrances and opposite sides, but on the other two sides of the city there are no entrances, it's just a solid mechitza, then in Echanami, Rabbi Yochanan would say like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shtei Mechitzas De'oraisa, and I only have openings on two other mechitzas, Shtei Mechitzas Daraisa is still considered a Rishus Hayachid Min HaTorah. The reason that Rabbi Yochanan is bothered with Yerushalayim Mamali Del Sesen and Olas Balayla Chayavim L'Mishuv Rishus Harabim is because Yerushalayim looked like this picture. Yerushalayim had openings in all four walls. And there's no wall that was unaffected by traffic. Then Tosfos says, so it comes out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only situation in which Chayavin on Mishim Mishis Rabbim Yerushalayim is if you're standing here at the X. If you're standing at the X, we don't view you as being surrounded by any mechitzas, because anywhere you look, there's an open line of vision outside the city. So if you're standing here in spot X, then you're not mukav in any mechitzas. But if you're to be standing in any of the spot Ys, so even if there are openings in the walls, but where you're standing, you're still mukav at least to mechitzas. That's what Tosfos assumes to answer Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. In a Chanami, Rabbi Yehuda could hold Shtei Mechitzas Daraisa. But even so, depending on where you stand, you may be in a place where you're not affected even by Shtei Mechitzas. But you see, Tosfos also assumes here that the effect of Asir Rabbim Mevali Mechitza only affects the area where the Rabbim actually walked through. It doesn't invalidate the entire Mechitza. It's not that we view the entire mechitza as kamisha eino, the entire mechitza as being non-functional. Whatever part of the mechitza is actually solid can still function as a mechitza. It's only the areas where there's traffic that don't have the status of a mechitza, and therefore if you're standing in any of the spot Y's in that diagram, you're considered to be mukaf at least shtei mechitzas.
I think that what the Ramban and what Yossi are suggesting is more that it's like if you happen to be standing in the middle, I don't know, it seems a little bit different.
What Tosis saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's Tosis's understanding. We'll see in a moment. That's another machloket Yishanu. How do we understand Asi Rabbi Bala Mechista? So Tosos is assuming that Asi Rabbi Bala Mechista doesn't affect the entire Mechitza. It's not that I view the entire Mechitza as not being there. It's only the area where there are people walking through that is affected. But in a Hanami, other places that are still physically surrounded by Mechitzas would be considered mukaf mechitzas. The Chazidish finds that difficult to understand in Sfara why that should be. Today is the 65th Yahrzeit of the Chazidish, Tesvav Mar Cheshvan. The Chazidish writes in Siman Kuf Zayin Os Gimel, Kof Tosos, L'chora Eino Muvan, why should that be? Kevan de Beina Mechitzos Rishisa Yachid Gemura Vizeha Emsa Ha Mefulash Midalit Stadin Hu Mefulash Rishisa Yachid Umay Shayach Bittel Mechitzos Shebeina Emsa Rishisa Yachid Ein Sarach Mechitzos Vatsuris HaPesach Shebein Beita Mechitzos Eina Mispato. Sadly, the Chazanish is bothered. What difference does it really make, even if you're standing in the middle over here, if Asur Ramavad Mechitza doesn't mean that you knock down the entire Mechitza, so even if you're standing in the middle, but you're in the middle of an area where to any side of you is still Rosh Hashayachid. So if the area to any side of you is still Rosh Hashayachid, then the area where you're standing is also Mefulash Rosh Hashayachid. And maybe that itself should still be considered a Rosh Hashayachid. And why would you distinguish between the area in the middle and the area on the sides? So he says, maybe that's what the Ritva didn't understand when the Ritva writes that Tosus is Eina Mechubar. But either way, Tosus is assuming here that the effect of Asur Rama Vala Mechista is limited to the area opposite the place where the Rabbim walk, but doesn't halachically knock down the entire mechitza. And that's not like the Balamor. The Balamor is bothered by the same kasha as Tosos. Anyone have a riff here? Balmor in our Mishnah, it's Vav Amin Aleph B'dap Eirif. So he's bothered by the same kind of Tosis, essentially within Shittas Rabbi Yochanan. And he says, I'm reading a few lines in, Yushalayim Amali Dal Sesen and Alas Balayla Chayavin alay mishum reshisa rabim, de asu rabim mevali mechitza mishum, de lek afilu shtei mechitzas. You don't even have two mechitzas. Lefisha rabim bokin ba shesi v'arev. The rabim would walk into Yerushalayim in all directions. V'lo hayaba afilu mechitza achas, shelo hayu rabim bokin ba. So there wasn't even one mechitza that wasn't breached by the rabbim. The chaser sherabim nechnasin bezu v'yosin bezu in bokin b'shesi v'ari. If you have a chaser where the rabbim go in every direction, lo havi reshesa yachid l'tel tuliba mishum da'asu rabbim u'mevalei mechista. So Balmor sounds very much like in the situation where people are going through every side, then there's no Rishus Yachid at all. It's not just if you're only Bemsa Pilush that it's not a Rishus Yachid, but the entire city is no longer Rishus Yachid in any corner. So the Balmor sounds like, in this situation, the fact that there are rabbis that walk through each side of the wall poses a problem for the entire wall, even the area that where the Mechisa is still standing. Right? So yeah, according to Tosfos, it sounds like the Rambam only mevatel the area that they walk through. According to the Balmor, the Rambam are mevatel the entire Mechisa, even not where they're walking through per se. That's what it sounds like in the Ritva as well. The Ritva, Dibur Maskil Kan, quotes Tosfos. He says, Mevos Yerushalayim din Rishus HaRabim yesh lehem. The rose in Yerushalayim, the Mevos in Yerushalayim, have the status of Rishus HaRabim. Daha islehu tezayinam of Rochav. They were tezayinam wide. Fuderach l'shishim ribo, and it was accessible to shishim ribo. Shehare Rochel's kolamim hi. I'm skipping. Then he says, Asu rab mevat l'mechista perish. Lo sheyivad l'mechita shlemos shel tzafon v'darom. It doesn't just mean, or it doesn't mean, that it's mevat the entire mechita on the north and south side. Da'amai. Ela shemapilin mechita shebemizrach umarav. It knocks down the mechitas on the east and west. Kevin shebokim hem tavir derech hapsachim, because that's where people walk through. Ukeilu ein sham pesach. It's like there's no opening there. V'lo shem gefufe hayuprutzim b'milua. It's as if it's totally open. V'lo yo'ilu tzeres pesachim. So the Ritva is talking about a seer like this, where there are only openings on the east and west and on the north and south. So he says, Inachanami, the north and south mechisas are still standing. So if you held shtei mechisas daraisa, it could still be Rishus HaYachid. We don't hold shtei mechisas daraisa. So where you have Rabbim walking through the east and west sides, then that is mevatel the entire mechisa, not just the area where they walk. And he says it's like it's paris b'milua, it's like it's totally open. So that's what the Balmor seems to say, that the entire mechisa is compromised, not just the area where the Rabbim walk. But again, as we pointed out before, the Ramban and the Tosafot Rash and the other Bali Tosafot quote from the Rash, so they say the whole question doesn't get off the ground. The question that bothered Tosafot, the Balmor, and the Ramban doesn't get off the ground, because the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds of us, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan holds of us a Rabbim, doesn't obligate him to hold Shem Lechisa Daraisa. The whole premise for the Tosus's answer, the Balmor's answer, even though it's conceivable to you could have had that position, you could have that position independent of the Kasha, but the impetus for saying that was their Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So Balmor, the Rash, Tosa Rash, say Kusha Mekar Lessa. Sorry, no, not the Balmor, the Ramban. The Ramban, Tosa Rash, and the Rash say Kusha Mekar Lessa. Because the whole premise is wrong. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan holds like a Behuda and Aser Rabbim doesn't mean he has to hold like a Behuda in the number of Mechitzas. Okay. So we'll have to come back and we discuss more Lamaisa to that Machlokas of what the effect of Aser Rabbim is, to the extent that Aser Rabbim may be Lalacha, which we will get to. Okay, let's move on and see the next little piece of the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks a stira of Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Huda, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. Verami, the Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Huda, Verami, the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, and 6 lines from the bottom, the Tanya. Yeser al Kain, Am Rabbi Huda, 6 lines from the bottom, Kot Beis Amud Aleph. Misha Hayulo Shtei Batim, Mishnei Tzidei Rishos Arabim. So we have this in Shabbos Davav, in Erevin Davav. If you have 2 houses on 2 opposite sides of Rishos Arabim, if you have Rishos Arabim in the middle, you have houses on opposite sides of the Rishos Arabim, and you want to create a heter tiltel. Also, lo lechi mikan velechi mikan, o kor mikan v'kor mikan, v'nose be'emsa. So Tanakhama says that you have an easy heter tiltel. All you have to do is put up a lechi, put up a kor on either side, and then you can carry in this in this Rishus Arabim that the 2 houses adjoin. Amrullah, the Chachamim say, Ein Ma'arvin Rishus Arabim Mekach. That doesn't work. You can't create a heter tiltel in a Rishus Arabim by simply erecting lechis and koras. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says that there's an easy fix. You can just put up lechi and koras, and the Chachamim say no, that doesn't work. Kasha de Yehuda, de Yehuda, kasha de Rabbanan, de Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, "Imaya derech rishus arabim asakas and yisakayim l'stadim." Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, "Asu rabim u'mevatli mechitzda." And Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa, when he says that you can put up a lechi and kara, is saying lo asu rabim u'mevatli mechitzda, that you could make a tikkun in this rishus arabim with a lechi the kara. And kasha the rabban the opposite direction. The Rabbanan Armish is saying lo asu rabim u'mevatli mechitzda, and the Rabbanan and the Braisa say ein ma'arvin rishus arabim bekach. What is the great answer? The Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Huda Lokasha. Hasam de ikashte mechitzas malyasa. In the case of the Bryson Davav of Shte Batim Mishneitzi the Rishis Rabbim, so there I already have 2 bona fide mechitzas.
Which is the houses,
the walls of the houses, correct? And I only have 2 open areas that I need to be misaken. So Yehud himself holds Shtei Mechitzas Daraisa. So I don't really have Rishus Arabim Daraisa. So in principle, Rabbi Yehud says Asu Rabim Vali Mechitzda. In principle, if I don't have Shtei Mechitzas, then I'm bothered by Asu Rabim. But if I have Shtei Mechitzas anyway, it doesn't make a difference what goes on the other 2 sides. That's how we get out of the problem of Rabbi Yehuda. In a Chanavi, Rabbi Yehuda holds Asu Rabim Vali Mechitzda. But Rabbi Yehuda also holds, that's the Chumrah, but Rabbi Yehuda also has a Kula, that's Shtei Mechitzas D'Araisa. So where I have a regular 2 Mechitzas, in the case of Pasi B'Raz, I have no Mechitzas. In the case of Pasi B'Raz, I have no real Mechitzas other than Pasi B'Raz. Then I say Asu Rabim Vali Mechitzda. But if I have 2 solid mechitzas, then I have a Rishus HaYachid anyway. Right, just take a look at Tosis here. Kasha the Behuda the Behuda. Kasaka Daite, what was the Gemara thinking in the Kasha? Kasaka Daite the Maksha. Dil Rabbi Huda Shalosh Mechitzas Daraisa. The Machshav was assuming that according to Rabbi Huda, Gimel Mechitzas Daraisa. V'lechi v'kar Misha Mechitza. And lechi v'kar functions as a Mechitza. Alma lo asu rabim v'al mechitza. Di shtei Mechitzas Daraisa. If the Machshin would have realized from the beginning that Hashem Chizas Daraisa, Lover Baruch Midi, then what's the Havamina? So the Machshin is assuming, the Machshin was not assuming that Rabbi Yehuda is going Hashem Chizas Daraisa. Because obviously it's obvious. If Hashem Chizas Daraisa, the question doesn't get off the ground, that's the obvious difference between Pasi Biroz and Shnei Batim and Shnei Tzidim Rishis Rabbim. Inami, Afilu Kasar Rishalish Mechizas Daraisa, Lo asiram vali mechitza shlishis kevin ikas shtei mechitzas shleimus. Or you could say that even in the Teretz, maybe Rabbi Yehuda could hold shalosh mechitzas deraisa. But even if you hold shalosh mechitzas deraisa, you don't say asirabim on the third mechitza if I have two solid mechitzas. Okay, that's a totally understood the havamina of the Machshin. Fine. And what about Rabbanan? Rabbanan de Rabbanan lo kasha hacha ika shem dalin mechitzas hasam leka shem dalin mechitzas. So the Rabbanan say, in the case of the Shnei Batim and Shnei Tzidim Rishis HaRabim, Eim Arvim Rishis HaRabim Mekach. In the case of Pasti Biroz, lo asiram v'alim mechista. What's the Yishuv? Pasti Biroz is better. Pasti Biroz, you have shem Arvim mechitzas. Even though you don't have four normal size mechitzos, but each of the pasi biros has a shei mechitza, and that shei mechitza is strong enough to prevent asu rabim umevatle mechitza. Meaning, according to the Gemara Teretz over here, Chachamim would agree in theory that there are scenarios where you do say asu rabim umevatla mechitza. If I have shem dalin mechitzos, then I won't say asu rabim. But if I don't have shem dalin mechitzos, in the case of shnei batim shnei tzidim shnei rabim, the chachamim could agree that we do say asu rabim umevatla mechitza. And that's what Tosas seems to spell out a little more clearly. That according to Chachamim, you just read our Mishnah, Rabbi Chachamim is saying lo asu rabim. But the Gemara is saying no, that's limited. Even though Chachamim could agree, there are scenarios where we do say asu rabim v'alei mechitza. And that's going to be important when we discuss this lahalacha. Okay. Let's move on. Turn to Amud Beis. Tosafot Ibn Maskil Dilma. So let's just pick up where we left off in the Gemara first. Back to Amud Aleph, the second to last line. Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayavin alea mishum eshes harabim. Eretz Yisrael, you're not chayim mishum eshes harabim. Yisiv Rav Dimi become a leila hashmaisa, as he said over the sugya. Amalei vayla Rav Dimi, my time. Why is that so? Eretz Yisrael, you're not chayim mishum eshes harabim. Ilem mishum de makif la silma de tzor mehachisa. Umach sinu de gadar mehachisa. If you're going to tell me that there are natural mechitzos, that you have natural borders that function, that have the dimensions of mechitza, so Eretz Yisrael is really mukaf mechitzos. Bavel nami makaf la pras mehakisa v'digelas mehakisa. So Bavel also has natural mechitzos. Dukuli amanami makaf kindness, and the whole world is surrounded by the ocean. So if you're going to tell me they're natural mechitzos, say l'davar sof, then you could argue the whole world has natural mechitzos around it, and you'll never have a Rishis HaRabim. Dilma malos amordas kamart. No. It doesn't mean that all of Eretz Yisrael is not a Rishis HaRabim. It means the areas of Eretz Yisrael where there are inclines or dips, the areas where with uneven topography, there you're not Chayim Mishim Rishis HaRabim, says Rashi. It's not easily accessible, it's not easily traversable. Okay. Look at Tosfos. Dilamalos and Mordos Kamart. The Davka Beretz Yisrael. Kidam Afarish Taimed the Besamuch. The Gemara later on, Yeshua Haya Yisrael Haya, and he carved out certain areas that weren't accessible to the rabbi. Aval b'chutz la'aretz chayif v'alib b'der Yehuda. Aval rabbanan afilu b'chutz la'aretz pater delo asir rabbi m'vali mechitza. So if you have certain areas of uneven topography, then the Rabbanan would say Asir Rabbim, could say Asir Rabbim Vala Mechitza. Okay, Nevetema. Dil Rabbanan call Eretz Yisrael Te Asir Rishas Hayachid Ayin Eisol Medesor Umachdena Degader. So why is the Gemara wrong? Why don't we say that in a Hanami, if Eretz Yisrael has natural borders that have the dimensions of a Mechitza, then a Shulah Rishas Hayachid Ubabal Nami the Makufla Degeles Vala Asir Rabbim Vala Mechitza. So if Rabbanan say lo asir rabim, so why don't you say you have natural borders, and even if the natural borders are traversed by rabim, that's of no consequence because lo asir rabim v'alim l'chista. So why is the assumption of the Gemara wrong according to Rabbanan? Then Tosafot has a parenthetical comment about carpet. Fine. V'yesh lomar the mechitza she'ein asuya b'day adam lo chashiva mechitza kulei hai. Tosa says, if you have a natural mechitza, not a man-made mechitza, but a natural mechitza is a weaker type of mechitza, and therefore everyone would agree that that is subject to asir rabim v'alim mechitza. If you have a natural mechitza, if it's a natural mechitza that's not traversed, that's good enough. If it is traversed, then everyone would agree, Asir Rabim b'mevatle mechitza. Okay? That's Tosafos Teretz. If you have a natural mechitza, everyone does agree, Asir Rabim b'mevatle mechitza. The Ritva.
Tosafos is basically backing up the Rabbanan in this.
Tosafos is saying, even the Rabbanan will agree that Asir Rabim, if it's a natural mechitza.
I'm saying, it's not even going to agree. It seems like that's their shita, because they say that at least the with the bar case, so there's shame down mechitzas,
right.
But they're not natural. You made them, as
correct.
Opposed to the Yehuda's case, where you have two. Well, the house is not natural, but they're not. It's not a shame mechitza. I don't know what it
that's not. It's not a. You don't have dal mechitzas. It's not shame dal mechitzas. It's only two mechitzas. Right, but here it tells us about something different, that if you have natural mechitzas, then Rabbanu would agree, Asir Rabim v'alim mechitza.
Even if you have four.
Even if you have four. That, by virtue of its, the fact that it wasn't constructed for the purpose of a mechitza, it just happens to be there, Bria Solom, so to speak, that's not a strong enough mechitza to prevent Asir Rabim. It's a definitionally, or fundamentally, a weaker type of mechitza. The Ritva has the same kasha as Tosafos, has a slightly different teretz. The Ritva Dibur Maskil Daha Makif writes that mechitzas only work kol sheroa asma tocha mechitzas. In order for mechitzas to work, you have to be conscious of the fact that you are surrounded by mechitzas. So if you're sitting in Yerushalayim, then you're not conscious of the fact that, or you're sitting in Be'er Sheva, you're not conscious of the fact that there's a Mediterranean on one side, and there are Harei Yehuda somewhere else, and there are other mountains in the north. Those are very far away from where you're situated. So that isn't considered to be mechitzas that could be effective to be makifu, where there's no consciousness that you're tocha mechitzas. The Ramban has a similar line of Daf Nun Tes. The Ramban writes in Daf Nun Tes, Kol she'ein ha-mechitza nir'eis la'omdin be'emsa, if the mechitza is not visible to the people standing in the middle of the mechitzos, ve'ein ikaris lahem, it's not recognizable to them, they have no consciousness of it. Inami she'ein ha-mechitza ma'keves u'me'etes al-arabim klum, or if the mechitza doesn't prevent people from walking through it, ein bataris mechitza. So the Ramban there says that if it's not nireis la'om din be'em sa ve'eini karis la'em, if it's not visible and they're not conscious of it, then that does not function as a mechitza.
That's even saying more than Tosfos.
So it could be saying more and less. So it seems like, if you look at this carefully, both Tosfos and the Ritva seem to have a relative kula and a relative chumra. That according to Tosfos, a mechitza bidei adam may always be a mechitza, even if you're not conscious of it. Right? The Tosfos doesn't have the distinction of whether you're aware that it's there or not. Tosfos' only distinction is between mechitza bidei adam and mechitza bidei shamayim. So according to Tosfos, it could be, if it's a mechitza bidei shamayim, then it's not going to be effective, or won't, Asur Rabim would pose a problem, even if you are conscious of it, even if you can see it. In the other direction, if it's a mechitza bidei adam, then even if you don't see it, it still could be a good mechitza. Right? So Tosos, in that respect, seems to have a relative kula and a relative chumra, as opposed to the Ritva, that everything depends on whether you're conscious of the fact that you're talking mechitza, so you see them, irrespective of whether it's natural made or not. And irrespective of the kiyah. According to the Ritva, if you're not aware that you're surrounded by mechitzos, if you can't see the mechitzos, then even if there's no bekiyas rabim over the mechitzos don't help.
According to the Ramban, the mountain pass or whatever, yeah. that would be fine.
According to the Ramban, no. If you're not conscious of it, you don't see it.
No, you do. I'm saying if you see it, of a mountain pass.
Right. Right. So then, according to the Ramban, that would be fine. And even if Rabin Boken, that would not pose a problem. Right? Again, according to Tosfos, the only criterion is man-made versus bidei shamayim. And according to the Ritva and the Ramban, the ikur distinction is between whether you're conscious of the mechitzas being there or not. Now, the Tosfos Rush may be a middle position. Tosfos Rush has a line: the mechitza she'ena asuya bidei adam, by a man-made mechitza, behekef godol kazeh, where it's very far away, where it's bimakef a large area. So the Tother Rush may sound like it's only a problem if you have both strikes, meaning you have a natural mechitza, but it's a natural mechitza that you're not conscious of. Meaning, if it's man-made, according to the Tosfos Rush, it could be, that would be good, even if you're not aware of its existence, even if you don't see it. Only if it's bidei shamayim, then do we care if you see it or not. Mishabur, the Be'er Halacha, just quotes these shittos, the end of Siman Shin Mem Vav. Shin Mem Vav, Dibur Maskil Karpeth, the end of Shin Mem Vav. Sorry, beginning of Shin Mem Vav. Close Tosa, close the Ritva, close the Ramban. He says the Rashi was like the Ritva. So if you haven't seen the Berolocha, you take a look there, beginning of Shimon Vos, Dibramas Karpev, who summarizes these shitas. Okay, next time we'll have to discuss, when we talk about Asur Rabim about Lemachista, does that mean you need a Rabim that have the strength of all the definitions of Rishis Rabim? And is it Bekias Rabim or Bekias Rishis Rabim that's Mevat Lemachista? Does it have to be an area that has all the Tanaim of Rishis Rabim, including Shishim Rebo, if you need Shishim Rebo? If you hold Shishim Rebo, do you need a Rabim of Shishim Rebo to Mevat Lemachista? Or could you be Mevat Lemachista even with smaller traffic? And then we'll have to discuss what we assume lahalacha as far as Asur Rabim. Okay, so we'll pick up Mirz Hashem on Monday, and I will be neither add some more marmakamas now to the marmakama sheet.
Next week is Monday.
Next week is going to be Monday, Tuesday. Probably Monday at 3.